I remember this afternoon when my sister came into the room. She refused to say how my father was, but I knew he'd be dying soon. And I was oh so glad, and it was oh so sad, that I realized that I despised this man I'd once called father, hating his hanging on, with fingers clutching his body now just 88 pounds, blinded eyes still searching for some distant dream that had faded away at the seams, dying alone naturally. I was his favorite child. I had him a little while, just as long as I could play the piano and smile a little smile. But just when I needed him the most, he was already a ghost. And for all my life there were promises, and they always had been broken, leaving me alone. With all my troubles, not once ever touching me and saying, daughter, I'll help you get over. Now he's fading away, and I'm so glad to say he's dying at last, naturally. It's a very sad thing to see that my mother, with all her heart, believed the words that the Bible said, till death do us do part. For her that was forever and a, he deceived her night and day. How could some English word so small affect someone so strangely? Taking her away from us, her soul included, she might as well be gone with him. All the children are excluded. Loneliness is hell, I know so well, for I'm alone naturally. after he died, after he died. Every night I went out, every night I had a fight. It didn't matter who was with, 'cause I knew what it was about. And if you can read between lines, my dad and I were close as flies. I loved him then and I love him still. That's why my heart's so broken, leaving me to doubt God in his mercy. And if he really does exist, then why did he desert me when he passed away? I smoked and drank all day alone.